This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So.
Yes.
I've got so many papers here right now.
You're just flabbergasted with paper material in front of you.
I know. I needed a longer blink song. Just like by 10 seconds longer and I wouldn't have been such a mess when I cracked the mics. But 6,394 Instagram followers right now.
You're getting closer.
So I need 606 Buzz Family Instagram followers by my birthday, which is a week from today.
Officially 7 days from now.
Yes.
One week and counting.
I'm going to be older and starting to hurt, but it will feel better with that false validation that I get from Instagram followers. But Buzz Fam Instagram followers. Yeah,
for every follower you get, you decrease your age by about a week and a half. So,
oh, good.
Keep them coming.
I'm like Benjamin Button then.
Right? Yeah.
I hope so. But yeah, okay. So here, this is the thing. I was like, what would be the payoff for the Buzz Fam? No, besides the fact that, you know, they could do something for me for my in lieu of flowers or birthday gifts, I would just like 7,000 Instagram followers total. But they have to, it has to be Buzz Fam. It has to be like people engaging here in Kansas City, people that whose profiles I can stalk and learn more about Kansas City and chat with and stuff. So, but I was like, what would the Buzz Fam get out of this? It's not fair for it just to be me, even though it's my birthday.
You make this a two-sided road?
Yes. If I can get 7,000 followers by my birthday.
What are you going to do?
I will tell the Buzz Fam my real first name, which is so girly, dude. You came in here once.
Yeah.
And you can't find it on the internet. It's not on there because it's so different than Jordan Silver.
Yeah.
It's so different. But you came in one morning and you were like, hello, blank. And
I was
like, how
that.
The hell did you know that?
Yeah.
How did you find out my real first name? Because nobody uses their real first name in radio. And honestly, the reason that I go by Jordan Silver is because a long time ago in Seattle, I put an application in at the radio station, at the end, the station that Laszlo worked for, with my real name at the top, and then nobody called me back. And so about 3 weeks later, I put the same resume in, but put the name Jordan Silver at the top, and I got a call back that day.
Really?
Yeah. So in radio, you need a marketable name.
Huh.
With that said, my real name is definitely not marketable. And it's so girly. It surprises people.
Yeah.
It surprises people. You know what it is.
I do know what it is. I came, I was like, hey, Jordan, can we talk about this? And you're like, you just gave me that stare.
Yeah.
Like, how did you know?
How did you know? And I want to know how you found out my real name as well. If we can get to 7,000 Instagram followers. Yes, this is a shameless plug, but it's also something fun to do. Because, again, I've got the girliest name ever. I'm so embarrassed of it. My parents told me that I could not change it legally or they would disown me.
Oh, that's sad.
So, well, you know, it's interesting because if I ever get in legal trouble, which I have kind of had in the past, car accident stuff, what?
Yeah, nothing at all.
Well, nobody can find that stuff because my real name isn't Jordan Silver.
That's fantastic.
So, all right, my Instagram handle, at Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I. If I can get to 7,000 by my birthday a week from today, I'll tell everybody my real name. And
it's not something you'd expect.
It really isn't. I have so many stand-up jokes about how I just don't fit with my name. And I'll tell those jokes, too. We'll make it a big thing. We're going to
be fantastic.
So we have Billie Eilish coming up, not next. But I do really want to talk about Billie Eilish. I'm so ready for this show.
I'm excited. I just found out about her about like 4 months ago. And it was like that. I don't want to compare her to Justin Bieber by any means. But just the instant like surge of popularity. How like you've never heard of someone. How can someone this popular you never heard of? And all of a sudden, boom.
Be so prolific and huge.
Yeah.
I know. I see. The thing is, yesterday I was talking to my girlfriend and she's like, this is going to be such a great show. I'm probably going to cry. Billie Eilish speaks to my soul. And I'm like, this girl's 17 and you're in your 30s. I don't get this. But we talked about it a little bit deeper and we'll get into that right after this awesome song from a band that's recording and going to finish their EP in the next 2 weeks and promises to give us their new music first. Bikini Trail, Lost Boy.
Jordan. Evan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'll tell you one thing, Chris.
What's that?
It's that I am kind of going to be really glad when this Billie Eilish concert is over.
It's been a lot.
It has. I've been doing this for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
There are huge bands that, like, you can't even meet them anymore because they're so huge.
Yeah.
Right? And that kind of fanfare and protection and ticket sales has only been compared to what's going on with Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
The fanfare, the way that people are so rabid about this specific artist, the way that this show sold out so fast in pre-sale.
Instantly.
Yeah. It's just, I feel bad because normally I have some kind of hookup where I can help someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that as much as I possibly could since the show was announced and then sold out in a heartbeat. But now we're at the point where I don't have anything. I have friends hitting me up yesterday and today, and I'm like, they're like, tickets are $200. I'm like, I'm sorry.
You ain't got nothing.
I don't have anything left. We have one more pair to give out today at 7:30.
And that's it.
That's it. You are the last person at 7:30 that is going to win these tickets to Billie Eilish. But
I almost feel like this is like on the comparable to Elvis. All of a sudden, like, who's this new Elvis character coming up?
Honestly, that's a really good comparison. Honestly, really, because that is how it feels. All of these musicians, the ones that seem to, in our eyes, kind of crop up overnight, have had pretty long careers paying their dues where people don't, you know, pay attention to them. This wasn't just somebody singing at a gas station and discovered, and then her album came out. She had a lot of stuff that she did before and albums that came out before. When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Hopefully that's the name of the whole thing. But, dude, it's so crazy what an effect this artist is going to have on the 5,000, 6,000 people at Silverstein Eye Center tonight.
I am super stoked to see how my review will be on Monday.
Oh, you're going to do a review for this?
Of course.
Oh, awesome.
I'm more excited than I was for the Adam Sandler one, so I am super stoked to see how this one will be.
Do you think you'll cry at Billie Eilish?
There's a chance.
Okay, wow.
I don't know. It just depends. There's certain triggers that get me emotionally, and we'll just see if she happens to find any of them.
Could you imagine the pressure that it must feel like to be Billie Eilish?
Right.
I don't even know how she would do it.
That's got to be very tumultuous on one's soul.
Yeah. At 17, I know that seems like that people throw it at that she's young, but let me tell you, at 17, I thought I knew the whole world, too.
That seems to be the thing with 17-year-olds.
Yeah, they get one version of the world, and then they get the other version of the world a little bit after that. But, this show tonight, so ridiculously sold out. So many people are, this is going to be their, like, it's like a second coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And again, I'm so excited to see the show, but I'm going to be so happy when it's gone because it's so hard to tell people. I am so sorry. I can't get you tickets. I've tried so hard.
You're such a generous person. The fact that you can't even help people out right now, you're like, I'm so sorry.
It hurts. I wish that I could because the Buzz family's been so, some members of the Buzz family have been so nice to me since the beginning. And those are the people that I want to pay back if I possibly can.
Yeah.
So you going to sing this one live at the show?
Probably.
Okay. I'm excited. Maybe I'll record you a little bit.
All right. Just auto-tune it.
No. We also do have to talk about the text message that you sent me yesterday about the Billie Eilish show, but we'll do that right after this.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Okay, Chris. Wow. I got a nice little message from you yesterday as we were trying to figure out who was going to be the person that sits with me at the show. Do you remember what you texted?
I've sent you a few texts yesterday, so I'm not quite sure which one you're referencing.
The one I'm referencing is, it's hard for me to enjoy concerts if I have to stand. My brain can process so much more when they don't have to stay balanced. And my ankles burn, and my back, and my hips.
Oh yeah, that one.
You really go through all that physical
pain? I had
to
stand up at the Justin Timberlake concert. And
to stand. You're standing.
Yeah.
At a concert. You're not playing the concert.
No.
You're not doing
construction. Just standing there, and it starts in my ankles, and it's just a little fiery that just builds up, and then my back starts to crack, and I'm like, oh, this, then I have to adjust my weight on each foot, and after about 45 minutes to an hour, it's just all up and down, and then so we had to go find some seats to sit down up there. But
Chris,
I can't stand for longer than a while. That's why if people ask me to be in their weddings, I'm like, make it short.
Chris, what about, I'm just worried if you ever have to get a real job. If we ever have to get a real job.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Hey, the Buzz, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
What's going on?
I'm driving to work. I just want to listen to some Bright Eyes.
Okay.
I drive a 93 Buick with a cassette player, so...
Whoa. Whoa, buddy. Well, wait, what's your name?
Billy. Actually good friends with Chris.
Wait, this Chris?
Yeah, we're almost friends.
Wait.
We're almost there, man. Hey, we got one more meeting. We're there.
What kind of meeting?
I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll air out the details later.
One of you buying drugs from the other. That's just all I want to know. Billy, what Bright Eyes song do you want to hear?
Yeah, this is a weird request, but I don't know if I know. I've heard it on the station before. Mm-hmm. When the president talks to God.
And the I'm looking at our Bright Eyes right now. Oh, there it is.
Up there, up top. Second one.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Billy. Have a good one.
See you, Billy.
You too.
Bye.
Hey, Chris.
Do you know anything about that? Or was that just like your first welcome to... People know you and you don't really know them.
I've talked with him on the text line. I'm not certain we've met, but I think we have, maybe. Okay. I can't confirm it.
And again, it's not the listener's fault. I feel so bad when listeners don't want to come up to us because they think that that it's creepy that they know about our lives. But really, look at what we do.
Right.
We get up here and we tell them all these secrets about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely makes sense that people think that they know us.
This feels even weird saying, but don't ever... not approach Jordan and I.
Yeah, we'll be at the Billie Eilish show. And if I get a single text message or tweets or anything that says that I was too nervous, I didn't want to bother you at the Billie Eilish show, I'm going to be mad.
Please, please bother Jordan.
And you too, Chris.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
So you're scrolling on Instagram and an ad pops up.
Yep.
And you're kind of like, this has nothing to do with what I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Why? If this is targeted... why am I seeing this?
Those advertising dollars are not well spent.
Somebody found a hack in Instagram, and I did it, and I could see it, to let you know what Instagram thinks are the important things to attach to you, to show you.
They know that sort of thing?
That's the best part of it. It's hilarious. Get your Instagram. I'll tell you how to do it coming up right after this.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
So you're scrolling through Instagram and every, I don't know, 10 posts or whatever, there's an ad for something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it has something to do with you. Like, I have a cat, obviously. And sometimes it has something to do with a cat. But then sometimes it's wildly off.
Completely not even appropriate.
Yeah, like, what do I have to do with this? Well, a writer in New York found this interesting setting on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you what Instagram uses as far as the categories... that they think they put that you are interested in.
It's a list of what they think we think like.
Yes.
Ooh.
And the thing is, the guy goes, as he's giving people instructions, the guy who discovered this goes, laugh at how wildly off base these results are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at mine. I was like, let's see. I always love these little trends, these little like challenges as they're happening with the things that mine say butterfly, which I don't have a butterfly tattoo. I don't particularly like butterflies. I've definitely never posted about a butterfly. Trophy hunting?
You go on the big game hunting with your big guns?
No! I've shot one gun before. Well, in a range, and then one at a Christmas tree from my dad. It's a long story. It's on YouTube somewhere.
Hmm.
Nature photography. No, that is my least favorite thing. Like, when you go to a dating profile, when I was single, when you would go to a dating profile, and it's like, hey, here's a picture of what I look like. Then here's three of, like, the sunrise. It's like, I don't come to your dating profile to see your nature photography.
Right.
It's like as much as I go to Pornhub for music.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Exactly.
So, it's hilarious the way that they've created this, like, baby leash. What? A baby food? So, the way to access this list of what Instagram has put as something you're interested in, and it's always really off, I put the instructions on how to do it on the Buzz's Instagram right on the first page. But So on your Instagram, you go to the settings.
Yes.
And then from there, you go to security, access data, and then ads. And then
access
there's
data.
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 We'll access our data.
Our data. We'll have a lot. I worked at Apple. All right.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Data. Data, mother effer. And then it shows you this list of weird things, these weird ad interests that Instagram has put with you. I can only imagine what yours says.
Can I click on my advertisement?
Yes, please. I would like to know.
View all. Okay. My top interest is Liam Payne. They got that one wrong.
Yeah, I know. You like Harry Styles.
Magazines.
Do you have any subscriptions?
I've got no current subscriptions. I do want subscriptions. I don't even know who Sebastian Vettel is.
Me neither. There's names on mine that don't make sense.
Alexander McQueen.
Okay.
Big Bang Theory. Alfio Bordolo Training Group. Don't know what that is. And BMW and Balmain. The only one they got right is BMW.
Yeah, exactly. My top five ad interests are Butterfly Streetwear, Stone Island, Environmental Protection, and Ray-Bans.
You can click on View More.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah, I've got Folklore, Final Fantasy.
Okay, these are things that kind of seem like they would be something you'd be interested
in. New England Patriots.
Oh, God, are you serious?
National Football League Draft.
Have you...
Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Gothic architecture. Okay, they're spot on with that. Elisabetta Franchetti.
No.
Sports.
Right. You don't even know what sports are.
Herbalism.
Leash. Reggae. Gay news. That's the only one. Department store, I guess. Biology, sure. Washington State, I lived there once, but this is ridiculous. The way that Instagram has created this list of ad interests to target you. So if you want to do yours and post your three weirdest ones, all the instructions of how to access it up on the Buzz's Instagram. One last one from you.
Justin Bieber?
Wow.
That's on my list.
The one that I can't get past of my own is trophy hunting. Trophy hunting.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So we now know the guy in Boston who is in charge of this straight pride thing.
The application was filed by John Hugo, president of the group Super Happy Fun America. Hugo, who was defeated in his run for Congress last fall.
Well, that's about enough that I have to hear. Super Happy Fun America. Notice that there's absolutely zero oppression in there. Anyway, so lots of artists are standing up, including Mark Hoppus, and he just donated a bass to an LGBTQ charity to raise money for them because he's so disgusted by the straight pride thing. So it's funny because even Mark Hoppus thinks that straight pride is dumb, and that guy's been singing about his pee-pee for the past 25 years. Chris, what do you have?
So you're not the only one, Jordan, with a gaping hole.
Who else?
There's a giant gaping hole on a road near the Isle of Capri. Started as a water main break, mm-hmm. and then eventually flooded away the whole road. They evacuated everybody, and they don't know when it'll be fixed.
Okay, wait, what did you call the Isle of Capri when you were at my apartment looking down on it?
The pile of debris.
Why was I the only one that thought that was so funny? Speaking of water, mm-hmm. in London, plans... Have you seen the pictures of the plans for the swankiest rooftop pool that you've ever seen?
No.
Okay, it takes over the entire rooftop of a building. The entire rooftop. And so people are like, how the hell do you get in there? Because there's no stairs or anything, right? A Buzz family member commented, do they airlift you in? Mm. Which, that sounds like a cool dive. Mm-hmm. But in reality, there's a rotating spiral staircase that rises up in the middle
what?
To provide access. Also, there's no, like, handrails. It's just, like, a pool and then... That's it. This,
nope.
This looks real dangerous.
Not doing it.
Drinking, pool, water, slippery, disaster. What else do you have?
It's National Donut Day.
I saw that from Sly James the Cat.
Did
you? Oh. You know, Sly James the Cat.
No. He's the breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
You can get free donuts at places all over the metro, such as Duck's Donuts, Lamar's Donuts, Donut King, Hertz Donuts, Krispy Kreme, and Walmart.
I know that you're frugal. Are you going to hit up...
Each place you get one free donut, there's like, what, several, a dozen Walmarts? There's like a free dozen donuts right there.
That's every meal this weekend, isn't it?
For the weekend, yes.
Yes.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
I can't even look at my phone because it's already blowing up from people that I know.
On Instagram?
No, just in texting. General. Then texting, because this is the sound of the last tree to be cut down so that we could provide you with Billie Eilish tickets for the sold-out show tonight.
These are possibly the last two tickets in the Metro.
That you don't want to pay $200-$400
right?
Each
for. That's insane.
We're only going to make you pay two. No, just joking. They're for free, obviously, to the person that wins with the right answer to the question that we're going to ask at 7:30. Now, yesterday we did this with Stacey and Dustin. I was impressed that people knew the answers to the hard questions about us.
I thought we'd need a few more phone rings, but I was very impressed.
It took two callers for them to get my question, mm-hmm. which was, what do I say the studio feels like when the air conditioner is off? And I mentioned it all the time.
Dog breath.
It's like we're sitting in a dog's mouth. Yeah. And then your question was, what's the name of the old lady that you drive around for mm-hmm. your second job?
Miss B.
Everybody got that. Stacy's question was, how, with Buzz Music, what's her catchphrase for when she likes a song?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't hate it.
Don't hate it. And then Dustin's was who did he dress up as?
Spider-Man, of course.
Spider-Man. Yeah, that picture was in there. So that really means that people are paying attention.
Yeah, they are.
Because that was, in my opinion, hard. I think that was hard. But since, as far as everybody else's question but mine, mm-hmm. it took just one caller mm-hmm. to get that answer.
Make it harder.
I have to make it harder.
That's what for our she last, said.
For our last pair of tickets to Billie Eilish, I found something that I consider this more like a scavenger hunt.
Ooh, I love those.
The answer does exist.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know it off of the top of your head,
you can scavenge for it?
In our podcasts.
Ooh.
In our podcasts. I'm trying not to give away too many clues because I want to make this harder than
Yeah, you can't just, these are Billie Eilish tickets. We're not just going to give them away all willy-nilly.
Yeah, so if you were listening right now, you know that possibly, it's a scavenger hunt. If someone gets this in the first 10 minutes, I will be so impressed. If someone just gets it off the bat, because this is a little-known thing that I mentioned once mm-hmm. in a podcast, on the show,
mm-hmm.
that you'd have to search for unless you're real good at guessing. And it's for our last pair of Billie Eilish tickets, and that will come up right after this song.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Here we are, Billie Eilish, last pair of tickets. And we're going to ask a very hard, basically a scavenger hunt question.
I'll say, if they get it relatively quickly, the next time we make up a question, it's going to be so incredibly hard. It's going to be unbelievably hard.
I thought the ones were hard yesterday.
I know.
There's somebody calling in right now. Right now. We just started talking about this. And I know that they don't know the question because I haven't even asked it yet.
What if they have the answer?
That seems weird.
That'd be really weird.
I haven't thought of this human being in since I wrote the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is how it goes. And there was a clue in that sentence that I just said.
Ooh.
Quote, since I wrote the letter. So, for Billie Eilish tickets, our last pair, just be the first person to call up with the right answer to this very hard Jordan Silver and Friends question. What was the name of the drummer that I had to kick out of my high school ska band because he was messing around with all of my friends?
Oh, okay. That one's kind of hard.
Right. That's hard.
This may be the kicker. I'm excited if someone will get this.
Because I just went back. And I found the audio,
mm-hmm.
and I know it's repeated twice, at least.
It's out there.
During that segment, during that segment of the show. So it's a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate really easy quizzes. Like, I don't want to ask somebody about Billie Eilish. You can Google it, whatever. Mm. You cannot Google this. You have got to really, really just look for it or pay attention way too much to the show.
Yeah, or you've got just a good memory and you listen. You're like, hey, I know this answer and they're calling in right now.
I know. That's crazy. I want to get to them in a second. But so for Billie Eilish tickets, our last pair of sold out tickets.
This is it.
Be the first caller, 576-7965, who knows the answer to this really hard Jordan Silver and Friends question. It's basically a scavenger hunt. The name is out there on one of our podcasts. And the question is, name the drummer that I had to kick out of my high school ska band because he was messing around with my friends. Good luck.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hello, the buzz for sold-out Billie Eilish tickets. Can you name the drummer that I kicked out of my high school ska band?
Was it Jason?
It was not Jason. Thank you for the call, though. Hey, the buzz, what's your guess?
Is it Chris?
It's not Chris. Thank you, though. Hello, the buzz, what's your guess?
Andy.
Not Andy. Thank you for the call, though. Hey, the buzz, what is the name of the drummer that I kicked out of my high school ska band? It is not Scott. Thank you for the call, though. All right. So what people are doing right now is they are going through all the names on Earth. And it's not that it's hard, but it's not a very common name.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the podcast somewhere. It's in one of our podcasts. This is for sold out Billie Eilish tickets. The question is, name the drummer that I kicked out of my high school ska band because he was messing around with some of my friends. First person with the right answer gets these sold-out Billie Eilish tickets. 576-7965.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
Hello, the buzz for sold-out Billie Eilish tickets. Can you name the drummer that I kicked out of my high school ska band?
Is it Goat Boy?
No! That was the singer of my first band. Wow, you pay attention, though, girl. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. That was good. Hey, the buzz, what's your guess?
I'm from the Rascals on May 22nd, and I think it was at about 30 minutes.
That's exactly the podcast and exactly the time. Okay, what is the name of the drummer that I kicked out of my band?
Alan.
Yes!
Congratulations! Yes!
My effing God.
I am so proud of you. And you found it really fast.
Because I'm that good.
You are that good.
That's
your
incredible.
Name?
Okay, Jordan, you're going to flip out when I tell you my name. I tried to hire you after this podcast. Wait. I sent you a text.
What?
You sent me a text to hire me?
My name is Roya.
Wait a minute. Hire for what?
Because I want to hire you to do all my demand letters. I thought that letter was genius.
Oh, yes, that's right. Roya, holy sh**.
I'm driving to court, and I'm listening to the radio, and I'm like, I'm never going to get this. And then when you said, this is a scavenger hunt, I'm like, I bet this is the letter.
Holy.
And I'm like, no way. And then you said, it's the letter. And I'm like, I know the date because I sent you a text.
Right. So you
laughing at this letter.
Mm-hmm. Did you go back in your text and then just figure out the date from there?
Yeah.
No, that is in no way, shape, or form cheating.
And that's genius.
I don't even think Alan knows his name. I don't even know if he's dead or alive or whatever, but I know he wasn't in the Rascals. Roy, you won our last pair of sold-out Billie Eilish tickets. We'll see you at the show tonight.
Peace. I'll see you later.
Bye. Thank you.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
I hate to say this is one of those things that looks good on paper, but, it's pretty evil. An Overland Park nurse, homeworker, was arrested for stealing $10,000 in jewelry from a dementia patient.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that, sure, it makes sense, but if you get caught doing it, you look like a real a-hole. What do you have?
Elon Musk said that in the future, they could be playing all the video games.
Who, though? The passenger? Please say the passenger.
Well,
please say the passenger.
It's probably not going to be active while you're driving, but so when the car is just not moving, you'll be able to play video games and use the controls of the car as the controls in the video
game.
Like
the steering wheel?
Yeah. Kind of cool, right?
No! Do you know my favorite game? It's called Pay Attention to the Road. Jamba Juice is dropping the juice part of their name. Take a listen to this.
The health food chain says the new name better reflects its menu, which has smoothies, bowls, sandwiches, and juices. It's part of a modernization plan for the company, which also includes a new app, remodeled stores, and delivery options.
They also say that the reason that they did it is because people refer to the store as Jamba and never Jamba Juice. I've never once called it Jamba. I've never heard of anyone just calling it, let's go to Jamba. Uh-uh.
No one says that.
No. What else do you have?
Dogs may also feel stressed out if we are.
Researchers looked at levels of a hormone that's released into the bloodstream and absorbed by hair follicles in response to stress. Well, they found that human and canine stress levels were in sync.
So your dog gets stressed when you do.
Aww.
Women sync up, our dogs sync up.
Well, that's a little different kind of a sync, Chris.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
You know that you're overthinking something when your therapist says that verbatim.
That's usually a good sign.
Or
a bad sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Saw my therapist on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and we had a conversation about the kitten.
About Diamond Girl?
Diamond Girl, the beautiful, beautiful seal point Siamese that Casey Pet Project has that the woman that's fostering brought in with also other kittens on Tuesday. And we got to play with them, and they were the sweetest and loveliest thing. And Diamond Girl was so cute.
The personality of Diamond Girl was showing through. Just how excited. She constantly jumped on your shoulders.
Can you not say stuff like that right now?
Because was an explorer. And she cared for you.
Oh, why are you doing this right now, man?
Because I'm trying to guilt you.
Taking on a second pet to me is a very big responsibility.
It is.
You know, I don't want to be, and I haven't been, and I never will be one of those pet owners that gets something and then just like 3 months later doesn't want it. Or the moment that it grows out of the size of a kitten.
I don't understand people that can do that.
Right. When I met Blanche, I swore to God that I would give him the best life that I have ever, that anyone could ever give him, and I have.
Mm-hmm.
Still to this day, like the apartment that I live in, the only reason I got it, I'm serious, is because it was so pretty to look out the window that while I was gone, he had something to do.
Isn't it true that Blanche is currently in the highest apartment in the Midwest?
The highest one-bedroom apartment in the Midwest, yes.
She's the highest
cat. Why do you keep screwing up his gender?
Blanche is the highest cat in the Midwest right now. Right?
Yes.
There's probably not a cat higher than Blanche right now.
I hope not. He does like to smoke weed. So I talked to my mom, who I thought was going to be like, nope, no kitten for you. I don't think this is good. You're not responsible enough for this. This is why you don't have children. Why do you even have a cat right now?
She gave you the okay?
That woman that says things like that gave me the okay. Ooh. She said, imagine the life that this kitty could have with someone else, and then imagine the life that they could have with you. And I had friends messaging me, like, obviously the way this kitten is looking at you, they know how much you baby Blanche.
Oh, of course.
So then I go to see my therapist. She says that it's all fine and that, you know, there is a way to get the kitties to meet each other.
Therapist gave the approval?
My therapist gave
the approval. And your mother?
Yes. And then so I wrote the letter like 10 times, the message to the woman that's fostering Diamond Girl. But I couldn't send it. Something in my body wouldn't let me send it.
Why not?
Okay, so it's Blanche.
I apologize.
Why do you think my cat is a female by his name Blanche Devereaux?
I can't believe I've mistaken that.
My father does this too all the time. He says she, and I'm like, Dad, this is your only grandson. You think you could get this right?
Well, so he is not approving of the new. He's in his routine. It got a set ways. He's been a lonely only child.
Yes. See, when I was really thinking about this, I was like, what would Blanche think? You know, like the hierarchy of importance was Blanche, Diamond Girl, me. I can deal with it, but these animals, you know, Blanche has been with me and my buddy for 11 years. And it was interesting because I got him in Seattle and my therapist said that she got her cat, her older cat, some like 13 years before in all the places that she moved. She's like, it's not just your cat, but it's the memory of this life that you had before.
Because
for me, Seattle, I don't even remember living there. My phone number and my cat are the only two things that I still have from Seattle and my connection with Laszlo. But I had the revelation in the bathroom. I hate that that's where it happened, but it did. I got up, I walked over to the bathroom. He followed me. He sat on the little carpet while I was doing my business. Then when I go to grab the toilet paper, he gets up, walks over to the door and stares back to wait for me so that we can walk down the hallway together. Because that's what we're like. He's my buddy. There's a reason that we've sat for portraits and stuff.
Two of them, right?
Yes, two of them. A third, but then again, Mel wouldn't paint me naked, so forget her.
Like one of your French girls.
Yes, I am half French, by the way. But
is there any way you could have them meet?
There is, but I think that someone else could give Diamond Girl a great life.
Not as good as you.
No, I think so. I think so. I think so. It's just, I don't want to take away from Blanche at this point.
Okay.
You know, like he's still got a lot of spunk to him. He's my buddy. We cuddle. And if I bring something else into the mix, it would mess with that.
You never know. He's 11, so he's still in that point where he's still young enough, but he's got several years left.
Good.
But
good.
Maybe it would help him be youthful. Maybe he's just set in his ways.
I said, I can't keep going back and forth on this decision. I can't.
This is your has been distraught.
Yes, people have told me that they had less thoughts about having another child over me just adding a kitten to my life. But yeah, so Diamond Girl is going to be up for adoption, and I hope that she goes to a good home because it was hard, man.
Those cats, yeah, I kind of fell in love with Tin Man. They were all.
That was the one Stacy was.
Yeah,
holding.
She was at, the cat was actually like all accepting of Stacy's ability to hold them.
Yeah, and was totally cool with all the negative vibes that Stacy Moody gives off when you're in her presence.
Yeah, the kitten did warm her heart a few degrees. She was starting to like feel stuff, and that kind of made her feel ill. Mm-hmm. So she had to give the cat away.
Mm-hmm. So if you are not as neurotic as I am when it comes to big important decisions like this, and the future doesn't scare you, then it is kitten season at KC Pet Project, and there are so many little baby kittens, and they're healthy, and they've been nursed back to health because that's stuff that KC Pet Project does, and it is such an amazing thing. I'm going to go donate to KC Pet Project today after this because just all the work that they do all the time. Mm-hmm. They don't say no to pets, you know, and then these foster people that bring them into their house and nurse them back to health. Like Diamond Girl had an eye infection, and then the woman Suzanne who came in, just one of the best foster parents in the area.
Angels on this earth.
For real. Like really nursed her back to health, and oh man, it feels like the worst decision ever, but
I support your decision, but I am sorry that Diamond Girl won't be your girl.
I'm trying to be responsible here, man.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I am joined in the studio by Steve and Carlton from KC Beer Company. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great. Good.
Steve, it's been a minute since I saw you last, but thankfully you dressed up our studio right here. Did you see your logo all over the place?
It looks great. Thank you, yeah.
No, thank you. It was really rough looking, and now it looks beautiful. And it makes the pictures that we do with everybody in the studio look so much better. Yeah. So, Carlton, you're the head brewer.
Yes.
And I was reading your bio. You've done a lot. I was wondering how you got involved with KC Beer Company.
Well, that's
kind of a famous
story. So I sent myself to a beer brewing academy in Munich, Germany in 2012. Mm-hmm. And Steve was looking for someone to help start the brewery and brew the beer at this brewery that was his dream to have a German-centered brewery here in Kansas City. And Steve had actually put a job posting up at this beer brewing academy in Germany called the Dumans Academy, where I was a student at the time. And the posting was in German. The only words I could read on the actual job posting were the words Kansas City.
Okay. Yep.
But I lived in Kansas City and was attending this academy. So
talk about fate.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it either. When I got a response from somebody that actually lives in Kansas City.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And so then from there, you just kind of met up and everything was perfect.
Well, yeah. I mean, things have gone well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carlton's done a great job. We wanted to have somebody that was really devoted to German brewing and understood the intricacies of making German beer, especially lager beers, since that's not something many American craft brewers do. So he's been doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. So you've been with the company for how long?
Since before the onset, but
I guess he was our first employee.
Yeah. Wow. So as a head brewer, like, is the taste of the beer basically something that, I don't know, you made?
Well, so we make some classic German styles of beer. Mm-hmm. So most of the beer that we brew, neither Steve or I can claim to have invented them or anything like that. But we make the best versions of them that we possibly can. A lot of that credit would go to Steve. He knows a lot about beer. This has been something that he's been dreaming of for long before he met me.
You can definitely tell it's your passion.
It's Carlton's passion too, and that's why the beer is so good. Carlton and his team are really devoted, really proud, I think, of what we make, and it shows. It shows.
Wow. So it's funny that you bring in that specific beer, the Der Bauer.
Correct.
Because there was an intern here that was trying to get a job, and he decided to bring in what he called his favorite beer to kind of like butter me up for the job. Mm-hmm. And he brought in three cases of that. And I was like,
I hope
okay.
you hired him.
I did. Yes. Yes. He's not here right now, but I hired him because I was like, you got good taste in beer. And I tasted it and it was just incredible. It's so good. It's so good. So what are some things that are going on right now with KC Beer Company?
So the big thing that's coming up down the road is October 4th and 5th. We'll be holding our annual Oktoberfest celebration at Crown Center. We'll have two large tents with thousands of seats, covered seating, two stages. We've got national and local German-style bands to entertain people, mm-hmm. along with food from Grunauer, the Austrian restaurant in the Crossroads. Skemeka sausages and some other great food.
I was about
food.
To ask and, about the sausages.
And we'll have some fun and games as well.
And the featured beer of Oktoberfest is Fest Beer, which placed number 10 on a list of the top 200 beers in the country by Beer Connoisseur Magazine. We were really, really proud of this award that we got last year for this beer. Fest Beer, which will be the featured beer of Oktoberfest.
That's amazing. And it's also Kansas City's largest Oktoberfest.
It is.
I saw that. So this is like the only place to go. I don't know who else is trying it, but obviously it's your Oktoberfest tickets on sale right now. That's happening Friday, October 4th.
Yeah, the website is kcoktoberfest.com.
Yes, tickets on sale right now. And you guys have recently won some awards. I don't mean to toot your horn, but like that's pretty impressive.
I'll let Carlton.
So it was just last Sunday, so I think June 2nd, they announced the winners of the North American Beer Awards, which is a really big beer competition. It may be the second biggest that happens every year. I'd have to research that to know for sure. But we won three medals.
Wow.
Two silver medals, one for Dunkel, which is our top-selling brand, and Hefeweizen, which is our second best-selling brand. But we did win a gold medal for our Helles.
Wow.
Which is the most consumed beer in Bavaria and a beer that we would really like to promote how good our Helles is. We call it Helles Lager, so people kind of identify its style a little easier. So we were pretty excited to get these medals.
The gold with that one.
A gold medal for the Helles.
Gold in the North American Beer Awards. It sounds like a big deal.
And the Helles Lager was also rated 55 on that list of 200 best beers by Craft or Beer Connoisseur also last year. So
Wow. What does it feel like to even get on a list like that at all? Not only one beer, but multiple ones.
Well, I remember when we got the results and Carlton was, I think, going through his email with the list and he kept seeing we kept getting another beer added to the list. And so, yeah, he was pretty funny, pretty excited.
Did you guys celebrate?
Yeah.
By drinking the beer?
Yeah.
That's how I celebrate too, by the way.
You want a beer?
I would love one, especially the Der Bauer, because that one is very, very, very good. Plus, you gave me those beer glasses when you were here last, and it really is. It just, drinking it out of the bottle is so different than drinking it out of the glass.
When the beer's poured and you'll release the carbonation, you get a lot more aroma, and aroma is a huge part of your whole taste experience.
There you go.
It's not,
yeah. Okay, question. As the experts, how long do you have to be up before it's appropriate to have some beer?
There's no rule.
Not at all.
Are you sure? Okay, because it is 8:51 in the morning, but I've been up since 3. So
especially for Germans who will drink beer with breakfast.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So good. So good. Just like one of these will just make it taste so perfect, and it just is all you need.
I was on a panel one day and they asked everybody, so what are you doing at 8 o'clock in the morning? So I was being a little funny, but I said, I'm probably having a beer because we're going to package something or transfer something, and we're often sampling the beer because that's part of our job.
Right.
So we're doing that all the time.
Okay. But you have those great breakfasts as well with the sausage and the
Last time we were here, we had the Weisswurst and the Hefeweizen and the pretzel. That's a Bavarian breakfast, Bayerisches Frühstück. So that's something people will eat in the morning.
I wish that I could tell you how many times I just randomly would have a craving for that, by the way. I'm like, oh man, I don't know. Getting the sausage was hard. That's like something that you guys do specifically. And then putting it all together, I couldn't cook it. I was like, I need those guys to come back on and make breakfast again.
Well, we can do it again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Something else.
Anytime. KC Beer Company, talking to Steve and Carlton from KC Beer Company. And just FYI, Oktoberfest, your tickets are on sale right now. That's happening right. Friday, October 4th, and Saturday, October 5th. And tickets are at what website?
KCOktoberfest.com.
All right, all right. And then when you stop in a store, please, KC Beer Company, it is so good. I'm going to hit this button now so I can drink the rest of this.
Okay.
Is that okay, guys?
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.